Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and/or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors, before making any business decision. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Coach Jay with Small Business Stand Up. And I have one of my co-hosts on here with me, Ms. K. Hey, what's going on, Ms. K?
Hey, Coach Jay. I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. So I always say it's a great day to be alive.
Yes, right? It is.
Great day to be alive. Mr. Jason should be coming in here shortly. Okay. One of his meetings went over. So look forward to getting his feedback on a couple of these different topics. So as usual, we have a couple of great topics. I know like last week, I don't think we could top that, but we're going to take a shot at it.
Yes.
We have some good ones. So let's jump right into this thing here. So the first one is, in business, do you need to know the next five steps or your next step? What do you think, Ms. K?
I'm going to go with you just need to know your next step. And I say that because I think knowing where like five steps ahead can be very like overwhelming, especially if you're new to business. Maybe you don't have a mentor, you're doing it by yourself, or maybe like with a couple of friends. I just think like knowing one step ahead, solidifying that plan, and then moving on to the next one would be like beneficial to you. Less stress, less confusion, overwhelm. Like I just think taking things a little slower is best.
I agree. I think you need to know both, right? Because what you don't know is what can hurt you. So,
true.
But if sometimes it can be what they call analysis paralysis. If you're thinking you need to know the next five steps before you get started, that's when it's an issue.
Right.
That's when it's an issue. So in that situation, you want to just get started doing something. Me and my wife just got through talking about this particular topic. So as I don't know if you guys know or not, my wife has a candle business. So we was talking about that. Do I need to know the next five steps? Or do we need to? Oh, appreciate it. We need to know the next five steps, or do we need to know the next step? So, in my wife's business, if she know the next five steps, it definitely would be beneficial. You need to know how hot the stuff need to be to put it in the jar. What kind of jar you need to have, and all these good things, right? Because when a person is putting together a candle, there's a lot of things that come with that. You don't want your candle to run to be too hot to where it can burn somebody's house down,
So
people can come after you. Need to have the insurance and things of that nature. But with some businesses, you definitely can just start where you at. I guess the thing is to make sure that you don't have to be stuck trying to learn everything.
Yes.
Get started. Get basic information and start moving along. Eventually, the stuff you don't know, you will know. It seems like sometimes when you're heading one direction and people see you moving, they tend to help you maneuver some things or kind of help direct you some way. So I think it's both in a sense, but I'm gonna be with you when it says the next step.
When you explain it that way, that does make sense. Like you do need to know like what's ahead of you. And also like you said too, the analysis paralysis, like I get that a lot of times. Just like overthinking things. And then you overthink it so much, you just get so overwhelmed, you don't want to take action. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I changed my mind.
Well, you guys did that to me last week. So I got you back. So
it's only fair, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the next step, man, whatever you decide to do, just put one foot in front of the other. And continue to make progress on your goal. And before you know it, man, you know, you where you need to be, you know? So that's the thing. It's so many people who I think about it today, like, well, once this COVID thing is up, one of the things I'm going to do, right? I'm buying this camera that's kind of expensive. And my goal is to go downtown Dallas and find these people who are going into these big old buildings and, you know, they're making some good money. And I want to interview them, ask them about two or three questions real quick before they go in these buildings and ask them, are you really a 1099 person or entrepreneur? And if so, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, what do you think you should be doing right now? Really? Or what business would you be in? It's kind of interviewing different people. And it's going to be interesting to see. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what they say.
And especially what they say, like, on the spot. It's not rehearsed.
On the spot. Uh-huh. On the spot. You know? And yes. And whatever they say, we go, okay, what's the next step? Or why didn't you pursue that? And a lot of them probably going to say, because I thought I needed to know this. I thought I needed to know that. Like, just make the next step. Take the next step. Do it on your day off or whatever it is. Just put one foot in front of the other and soon you will hit your goal.
Not until. I love that. Take the next step.
Yeah, take the next step. All right. So I think that was a good one. We're going to hit some hard ones here in a minute, though. Okay. So why is it important to have multiple streams of income in business? Why is that important?
Wow. Super important. I believe it's important because basically you don't really know what's going to happen in business, right? Like one minute you could be, well, I guess I could use myself as an example. You know, sometimes people, you know, they can't afford like full accounting or bookkeeping services. So I think opening up another line of revenue or having like another way to reach people, like through digital downloads or like pre-recorded video as like another income stream, would be another way just to like keep business coming, keep money flowing. I feel like if you put all of your eggs in one basket, if something, you know, happens, heaven forbid, and you're not able to do that anymore, you just have to start over. And for me, that's painful to start over in business, you know, come up with your business plan again, your finance plan and incorporating your business bank account, all that good stuff. I mean, a lot of that stuff takes time and money to do. So I think by diversifying yourself, if you can handle that, would be a good way to just to keep cash flowing in the positive sense.
That's so true. So I look at it like this, man. If you look at your business as a whole and you divide it up in parts, right now you probably can think about three or four ways that you can actually make money in your business that you probably even thought about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with me, like for a while, all I was doing just was wholesale. I really wasn't doing nothing else. But now it's like I'm teaching it now. So we're doing a YouTube channel. We're doing different things in order to diversify. Because what I've learned in business is that things have a way of drying up. Mm-hmm. And if this is your only income or one of the incomes that you rely on to sustain your life, this can actually, you know, it can dry up quickly. And then there you are. And it's hard to get restarted once something like that happens. Because first of all, you take a blow to your ego, you know, yes. And if you got any employees or whatever the case is, it hurts them as well. So to have multiple streams of income is the way to go. Now, I will go so far to say, don't spread yourself so thin to where nothing gets done, but we all can kind of break some things up in order to, you know, to bring in more revenue into our business.
Right. And I also think that's like another sacrifice of being an entrepreneur. Yeah. You know, is sometimes you have to pivot when things go left. Sometimes you have to go right, you know, or sometimes you got to stop. Sometimes you have to start. It's just, you know, one of those critical things in entrepreneurship. So I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the quickest way to financial independence as well. Right. So they say, you know, rich people, what's it? Millionaires have seven streams of income. Right. It's the reason why. There's a reason why. So I mean, and it works. Go ahead.
We can even look at Rihanna as an example of that, right? Yeah. So she started off as a model, I believe. Then she became a singer. Then she became an actress. And now she has a makeup beauty line and she has a clothing line. So, I mean, and now she's a billionaire, but she wouldn't have just, she wouldn't have reached billionaire status if she stayed a singer and a model, you know? Probably why you don't hear her music, right?
Exactly.
She's like, yeah, this stuff's getting me paid. Selling makeup, jewelry, or whatever it is she sells, you know, she's making a lot of money. So when I think about diversifying and having different streams of income, like I think of like Rihanna, and I also think of the Kardashians as well. I know they're like so annoying to pop culture, but they are like brilliant business people. If you really, really look at what they're doing underneath everything,
it's undeniable.
Yeah, Kris Jenner is like a genius. She's like a business marketing. but also her daughters are also diverse as well. So they just don't have one stream of income. They have multiple.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of haters on them, you know, that talks about them as well. But you really truly have to be a hater if you say what they're doing is not a good thing, right? You can learn a lot from them, because one thing about it, keep their head down, they keep it moving. No matter what's going on around them, they stick together as a family, and they're succeeding when it comes to you know, that money or whatever the case is. So if that's the true end goal for everybody, you can learn from them. So my thing is, man, definitely multiple streams of income is very important. And because my thing is basically is build a team so that way I one day hopefully I can remove myself from the company and let the company run itself. Mm-hmm. And the only way you do that, unless you hit one of them products that the market is really needing, you know, and it's one product that can send you to the moon, that's highly unlikely.
Right.
It's highly unlikely. But I mean, some people have done it. You know, I think about Steve Jobs, right? He was talking about, he said that he put together so many businesses before he hit it big. This is the one that took him to that next level. But even with that product, so many things that he's doing with it, though. He's still diversified.
Yes. Like, even though Apple is known for their electronics, but there's also Apple Music, Apple TV. You know, I even see like an Apple credit card. I was like, what? They have their own bank. That's powerful.
What I learned too, man, is that, you know, the subscription too, right? So they've learned how to put everybody under subscription. If you notice a lot of these different services out there, in order to, you know, to get their product or whatever the case is, you got to sign up for the subscription, which drips out of your account every single month, whether you use it or not. A lot of people have these subscriptions on it and they forget they even have the service. And so that $20-$30 every single month adds up over, you know, a year's time, and they just continue to collect that money every single month, every single week, or month, or whatever the case is. So that's a great thing too. So if it's something that you're doing in business that you could, you know, connect it to a service to where it's something that come out of their account for whatever it is, if it's a dollar a month, whatever the case is, that's residual income that's going to come every single month. That's the way to do it.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Yes.
All right, man. All right, so here's a good one here. All right, you ready for this?
Uh-oh.
As business owners, why should we embrace failure and why?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
So it's an embrace failure and why?
Yeah, embracing failure. Well, I mean, I have to be honest, I'm still trying to learn how to embrace failure and not let disappointments stop me from reaching my goals, you know? As a business owner, each month, and this may be helpful like to some of our listeners, it's a better or best sales goals for my month. So I try to give myself like two different targets to reach, right? So if I don't, you know, reach it the first time, you know, for that month, it's like so disappointing to me. So I'm still trying to learn how to not like be sour when I have failures. So, but I know that failure is a part of the process, right? It should help you to reevaluate your processes and be able to, you know, to start off in a positive direction. So I'm still trying to learn. I'm still struggling with that. What about you, yeah. Coach Trey?
Yeah, I think I embrace it. I actually kind of take, it's maybe a little sickening, but I kind of take pride in it. Because I mean, if I'm failing, that means I'm actually doing something that's probably out of my comfort zone.
Ooh,
right? And I would like to fail loudly too, meaning in front of people, to get the reaction a lot of time.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a little weird like that. So I want to get the reaction. So it's like same thing with this, let's say this podcast, right? So we're doing this, man. I'm not a great speaker at all, right? I stumble over my words, but
no.
This is in my mind. This is how I feel, right? So okay, it's like okay. I really don't care. I care, but I don't, right? What I'm saying, I want to push this out so far. And I want to get some reaction. The positive, okay, cool. I want some of the negative stuff too. Because what I've learned too, man, that's when you start learning. When people are giving you the love and the praise, okay, I can't learn from that. Matter of fact, I don't really want that, to be honest with you, man. That goes to the Most High, right? Give me the part, dump on me. So I can say, okay, let me take a look at what he's talking about or what she's talking about, right? Now let me push it this way. Let me get their reaction to it. And it's weird. I'm just like that. So we talk about, okay, what it talks about, failure is the end. Okay, failure is not the end, but it's the beginning of learning.
Yeah, that's a good quote.
Beginning of learning.
Yeah, that's
when you learn. That's when you learn. If everybody's constantly cheering you on and nobody tell you, you know, something opposite of what you want to hear, you can't – there's nothing you can do in that situation. You're going to go over, you know, floating on cloud nine and things are happening, but you're just not hearing it, right? If that makes sense or not. So I look forward to that. I kind of look forward to that. Another thing I've heard, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just saying that's really interesting. Thanks for sharing that. You know, because that will help me the next time where I face failure. I'm laughing because the reason why I'm laughing is because I know it's coming. Like, I can just feel it. I'm going to try to put on my Coach Jay positivity hat and fail loud.
Fail loud and often.
And often.
It's got to be like a game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to enjoy it. See, that's the issue. Like, most people is too timid and they don't want to stretch at all. They kind of shrink back on different things. You got to be willing to go above and beyond because that's what success is at. That's when you know what you're truly made of. When you're willing to step out your comfort zone and face the crowd. Okay, what's the worst that can happen? They talk about me. They slam me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case. I can turn that off.
Yeah,
you know, I turn that off. It don't affect my world at all, right? So, but now I don't. Hey, I just go in the comments, man. I like a lot of it, man. That was funny, man. I like that. I'm gonna use that later. And they don't know how to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to deal with that. So just play like a game, man. That's how I look at it.
Well, thanks for that advice. I'm definitely gonna take
that. All right. So let me show you what Will Smith said. Right? He said, Will Smith said, fail early. Fail often, fail forward. Fail early, fail often, fail forward.
Forward.
Failure is a part of success. Failure is a part of success. And he said we have to be comfortable with failure. Now, I use this analogy about, you know, a kid on a bike, right? So, you know, if you haven't had little kids and you put them on a bike, you know, they're going to fall forever. It seems like they're going to be falling off this bike. But they got to continue to try. So before you know it, they're going to be flipping on that bike. Exactly. So they had to fail so many times to get it right. And so I was looking at this the other day. I was looking at this thing the other day. These guys are on these bicycles, and they flipping two or three times and then, you know, hitting the ground and rolling off. And I'm like, man, how many times did they have to fail to be able to do that?
Yes.
How many bones was broken before they was able to do that, right?
So, yeah, some bruises. Something.
Absolutely. I was thinking about the other day too about Michael Jordan. If you know, to me, the greatest basketball player ever. So fairly recently, he had this thing where this video where he showed that what it used to be like back in the 90s, right? But people failed to realize that his high school team, he didn't even make the team, right? And here's the greatest basketball player ever in his high school years. He didn't make the team. So, but he failed at that time, but he came back strong. Now, to me, he's the greatest basketball player ever. So, all right. Hey, that's a good one there. So let's go to the next one.
Like, rejection didn't stop him, you know?
No. It made him harder. Yeah. He was more relentless. You know, more relentless.
You know, Coach J, that's one thing I do admire about athletes is the mindset that they have to be in to win. Like when I think, I don't watch a whole bunch of sports, but, you know, I just think about Floyd Mayweather, how people say all that stuff about him, but he gets in that ring and he wins. Point blank, period. You know, he's the one leaving with the purse. But that's a lot of, you know, discipline and, I don't know. I just really admire it.
Yeah. And that's probably where I get it from, too, because I play basketball and stuff like that, too. And so, you know, you lose some tough games. There's nothing like standing at the free throw line and you got a couple of seconds left and you down by two or down by one. And you at that free throw line, you got to hit that shot. And everybody's screaming at you, wants you to miss the shot. And I'm shooting and I make it and I'm just laughing. You know, like you can't shake me when it comes to stuff like that. So I guess I bring that into business. So,
yes,
I love it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes. Mr. Jason, you there?
Hey, yo,
what's up, brother?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Hey, man, we're doing great, man. Welcome, brother.
Yeah, trying to get some business done out here, and it ran over.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. You got to go with that money, man. Listen, everybody listen to this call right now. Our thing is about business. Business is on the flow. You got to take care of business, man. We definitely understand that, man. You got to take care of business. So, all right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you a couple of these quick questions here and get your feedback on it. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. In business, do we need to know the next five steps or the next step? And why?
I would say that you want to know the next step, okay? Because what happens is that if you think about what the next five steps are, one of those is more than likely going to throw you into a fork in the road, and it takes you off track a little bit. I would rather you go with the flow of where you're moving to, and you only need to know two things: where you are now and where you're going. Everything else in between you can adjust to.
Man, you just smashed that question. You just smashed that question, and it's so true. It's so true. Just like a map, you know, you got to know where you're at, and you know where you're going. So now you can calibrate as you go. Right,
exactly.
So real. Man. So you must got asked that question before, because you had that one ready to go, bro.
Well, hey, man. Look, I mean, when you've been in business a while, and you try to map stuff out, you find yourself getting distraught over things that don't happen the way that you thought that they should. Yeah. And so this is from personal experience. This is not from what somebody has asked me before or told me. This is from personal experience and saying, hey, look, I gotta have all of this stuff mapped out, which is what most, you know, is taught in public school and regular school. Hey, get all your stuff in a, all your ducks in a row is what they would normally say. But they don't tell you that, hey, some of those ducks gonna get knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then that also sets a lot of people up for failure, not understanding why their manifestation is not coming to fruition, because they have to do something different and get off the beaten path. Sometimes you got to carve that we would call a gameway. We got to carve that gameway or that walkway to go around something else so that we can get to that destination.
True. And this way, when you think about, we talked about a little earlier, when you think about that next step and not the five steps, you can, right. Like you say, you can get to it more quickly. You can get started more quickly instead of sitting there and let that the five steps confuse you to the point that you get dead in your tracks, right? You stop dead in your tracks. Right. And that's what most people kind of fall in. They think about it so much and they don't do anything.
Right. But it's all about adapt and overcome. You need to be able to adapt to all situations and all circumstances that's going to come and punch you in the face.
Yeah, man. And it will. It will. And it's going to do it. It ain't a point of if it's going to do it, it will hit you. It's going to hit you. So you're going to get in the face, man.
Right. And let me quote from Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson said that everybody's got a plan before they get in the ring until I punch them in the face.
Yes, sir. It is so true, man. And the business have, like I say, we talked about it earlier a couple weeks ago, that business is a gladiator sport. And it's so true. If you're not accustomed to get hit in the face, this may not be for you. Because you're going to get hit in the face. But you got to learn how to hit back. And, you know, you got to learn how to hit back. You got to learn how to bob and weave some stuff. And you got to learn how to give one, two. So that now business know you in business for real and you here to stay.
No doubt.
So man, that's a great one. All right. So why is it important in business to have multiple streams of income?
You want to have multiple streams of income. One, because there's going to be a time and a place where you're going to need some extra money. It never fails. You're going to always need something extra. But you got to have multiple streams that's actually coming in. And we're not saying multiple business. We're just saying multiple streams. You can be a partner with someone else. But at least you have cash flow that you can reliably guarantee that's coming in while you're also either building on a different dream or building on more dreams and acquisitions that you want to get into. And that's all going to take some kind of monetary funds to be able to do so.
That's so true. And that's the difference between working in your business and working on your business. So when you're working on your business, you're able to stand. It's like a maze, right? So everybody know what a maze is. So when you're in the maze, you can't really see where you need to be going to get out of this maze. But when you're elevated above the maze and you look down on it, you can actually see different ways to get out. That's how it is in business. So you have to kind of step back for a second. Analyze this business. Okay, what else can I do in this business that I can chip off a little bit and start making this a way to make a little bit more extra cash to be able to do this, and this, or put it in the bank account? So, you know, multiple streams of income is essential in business, I think.
Let me add something to that. I also want you to understand that I'm a big person that if I'm going to do something, I want it to be symbiotic to whatever other businesses that I'm actually working in. So you want it to be a symbiotic flows where they can go and work in unison and one could actually work off of the other one. And then it won't seem so much of a task as well, because they're both contributing and supporting one another.
Listen, Jason just hit that right on the head. That is so true. I look at everything that I'm doing right now. Everything is under umbrella amidst the acquisition group. So it has something to do with real estate, right? But it's other different things that I've got in under this that flows right along with real estate. So and it doesn't seem like I have to make a whole mind change to be able to adapt to this right here. It all kind of flows under that umbrella.
Right.
And that's true.
Right. I'm not going to do real estate and then also flip burgers. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, that's real. Yeah.
You know, I'll own the building that somebody's renting from me. You know, they can flip burgers in there, but I'm not.
That's key, man. That's key. Oh, that's another good one, man. All right. Why should we embrace failure in business? Why should we embrace that?
It's inevitable. Okay. That's a short one. I mean, it's just inevitable. Failure is going to happen no matter what. And I think that it gets to a cultural thing too, where we're building people into this culture where failure is not acceptable. And I need everybody to understand that everything and everybody is going to fail at some point in something. It's not about you actually failing. It's about what you did to get back up. And who cares about what everybody else thinks? Okay. If they were thinking, you know, I learned a long time ago that if people were thinking, they would astonish themselves because they don't know the difference between it. Okay, they don't know the difference between thinking. They don't know the difference between thinking and mental activity, and that's the reason why I look at it that way. Most people don't want to go through failure because of how they're actually going to look, but unfortunately, wow. I can't name a real estate mogul or a successful entrepreneur or a 500 company where the owner or the founders have not failed in some form or fashion before they got to where they were. You have to be able to embrace that failure, learn from that failure, because that's actually a teaching in itself. What did I do wrong? Let me do some intelligent objectivity and step outside of this and look at that and understand what I did and make sure that we don't do that again. It doesn't mean that you fail completely. It just means that I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a learning tool, right? It's about how you look at it. You can let it defeat you, or you can let it harden you to go and attack again. It's always, you know, you know, you look at something, man, like, you know, when you're going after something, you may have just missed it. But when you fail at it, you can say, okay, look, I went too far to the right. I need to bring it back to the left, and I'm going to hit a bullseye.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's a learning tool. You know, that's why, like, we was talking about this a little earlier. Me and Kay is like, when I fail, I like to fail loud too. You know, I'm cool with it. I have no problem with how I look. None of that. That's not even I enjoy it actually. It's sad, but I actually kind of enjoy it because I know I'm about to learn something. Mm-hmm. About what did I miss? What did I? Okay, let me go step back for a second. How can I change this up a little bit and still accomplish my goal?
Right. Yeah. Come on, man. So, I look to fail every day.
Man. Okay? If you're not failing, you're not trying.
Right.
There you go. There you go. There you go. How many times did it take him to make the light bulb?
Exactly. Exactly. Everything that you see, you go outside, or even in your home, everything that you see right now with your own eyes, somebody tried that first and it didn't, and it wasn't right first. They had to go back and fix that. They failed the first time. Probably cost them $100, probably cost them $1 million. But eventually they got it together.
Right.
Now look, a lot of this stuff, these lights, we can't live without it. Let's say our lights go out right now. We don't know what to do, right? But that man had to fail so many times and finally got it right. So now if our lights go out, we just call a power company and we complain. Don't get these lights back on, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, but nothing's perfect.
Nothing's perfect. That's true. Perfect. So I gave this quote that Will Smith gave a little earlier. He said, "Fail early, fail often, fail forward."
Now,
the problem is when you fail back, you know, and you don't get back up. That's the issue.
Yeah, I want to fail forward anyway because I want to see it coming.
Exactly. That's true. That's so true, man. Hey, man, that was a good one. That was a good one. Okay, so now I think this is a good one here, man. All right, so this is my mindset. So when you guys hear this, you're going to understand where I come from, right? So let's say you're about to go in this big business meeting, and this meeting is about to change your life. All you got to do is nail this down, and your kids are going to be okay. What theme song is playing in your head? I'm gonna go first. All right, so mine is Eminem, Lose Yourself. Right? You know, opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself. And that's how I look at it. It's like, listen, all I gotta do is go ahead and be me. I can't be thinking about what the next guy, when he went in there, what he did wrong or whatever the case is. I'm gonna go be me And if I get it, it's because I'm being me. If I don't get it, because I was being me, I win no matter whatever the situation is, right? Mm. So I'm gonna go lose myself. So my background, you ever heard that song? Doo, 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 doo. That's me. I'm coming to go kill something, drag it home, man. So that's my theme song coming in any situation, man, ball, right. Whatever it is, I'm gonna go hard. I'm going home. That's how I look at it, man.
No doubt.
And one more thing too. I'm gonna throw this in. This is a little extra, right? So when I was younger, you know, Outkast, I think it was Goody Mob, and it talked about you need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, right? So I remember hearing that song all years ago, right? So now I'm on the other side of this thing now, right? So I'm at, with that Eminem, lose yourself. So I'm here now. I heard everything they told me back then, so now my whole outlook of life has changed. So I had to add that to it. So what do you guys think? What's the theme song?
You gonna let me take it?
You can go. Go ahead. Hey, and that was gonna be good.
Listen, you said theme song, and I got an actual song that I play in my head. And it's the Rocky theme song. Okay. Oh, the Rocky theme song. And I play that song in my head because I'm going into something where I know, hey, look, there's probably heavier hitters inside of this room or sitting at this board table than me. Okay. And I'm not there to impress anybody, but I'm going in there to make sure that they understand that I'm the guy. Exactly. I'm the person, okay? Exactly. I'm the person that you need either on your team or to guide you or to put you in place. And that's normally and typically the reason why I speak last. Mm. Okay? It's typically and normally why I'm the one that actually speak last. Because now I can listen, I can observe, and then I can lay it out. Because there's somebody else in there that's probably going to have the same idea as mine. And if they do, then now I got to change on the fly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if I have to do that, then I know why I'm doing it. Like you said, Jay, this is for your kids' kids, right? We're building a legacy, exactly. And we got to keep this actually going. So I'm in here doing something a whole lot more than what most of you are. Everybody else in here is probably trying to grab the bag.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not looking at the bag right now. I'm looking at what's going to be going on a decade or a century from now.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm building. But that song, that Rocky song, is playing in there because I'm here to fight.
Is that the Get It Stronger? Get It Stronger? Is that the Get It Stronger?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one, though. That's a good one, man. That's a good one.
That one, or you can give me the Eye of the Tiger. It doesn't matter.
I know that's right. That's a good one. That's a good one. There. Wow.
I'm going in here to bite some heads off.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
man. I'm the anomaly in the room.
Will Smith it was a movie that he made not too long ago. Him and his son. And I remember in the movie before he had the interview at this movie. I mean, at this big firm or whatever, they took him to jail for tickets or something. So when he got out of jail that day, he had on an old coat and some old pants that had paint all over them. And he had to run from the jail all the way to this interview, right? And he came in the interview just like that. And he sold them just like that. And then the guy asked him, he said, the guy was interviewing him, he said, why, you know, say, put yourself in my shoes. Would you hire a man with no pants on or something like that? He said to him, he said, yeah, but he had to have some good pants or nice pants or something like that. He said, but he was like, I'm here. If I'm gonna lose it, at least I'm here and I'm going out big. And eventually he won and he got the job and it changed his life. And I think that was based on a true story. All right, Miss K, it's on you.
You know what? Mine is not even on the level of you guys, but the song I hear is actually Songbird by Kenny G.
You gotta sing a little bit.
I can't, because it's a smooth jazz song. So it's a, he plays the saxophone. Tiger, you're like, I'm gonna go get it, and I'm just sitting here like,
get you going though.
But yeah, it's one of my favorite. It's like a calming song, because usually when I go into like a meeting or something, I have or interview, I've already practiced beforehand when I was at home, and I've talked to myself, I've hyped myself up. And then when I get there, I want to be calm, cool, and collected. So I try to think of calming, soothing things before I go in and, represent myself. I wish it was something great like you guys, like Eminem, and Eye of the Tiger, such inspiration. And then I come through with a little smooth jazz. But, you know, we're all different.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all right.
What gets you going though? To get you calm, get you ready to go. That's what it's about.
I usually try to, be very calm and collected, and I actually really agree with Mr. Jason when he says, like, when you're in a meeting, you're in a room, listen and get the atmosphere, read the room, listen to what people are saying, and learn and strategize, and you be the last person to talk. And a lot of times in my day job, I am the very last person to talk, and people think there's something wrong with you if you don't, chirp in or interrupt or throw around your ideas or throw around your weight. But I find that playing strategy works better for me,
Oh, yeah.
And I've been able to outlast a lot of people just using strategy, just sitting back and watching. So, so I definitely agree. I agree a lot with you guys this week.
So, but like I say, we have to be slow about speaking, quick about hearing, right? So, we don't want to be the loudest person in the room, right? The most boisterous. But when we do speak, we want people to pay attention to what we have to say.
And that's why you got two ears and one mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. So, man, this was a good one. This was a good one. I wanted to make sure we ended this on a great note at the end, man. Because I tell you, man, that song, man, I hear that song, feel like I'm gonna run through a wall. when y'all get here, go on YouTube and listen to that song, boy. I'll tell you, that get me going. Because I understand it, man. I understand what he's saying, because I've been in a situation to where I know I wanted to be in real estate, but I didn't know how to get in it. So I felt like, I'm a person that I have the right mindset the whole nine, and it's 16 doors in front of me, and 15 of these doors is the wrong way, right? And I don't know which door to pick. And I 14, 15 of these doors is actually my friends, right? They got in trouble the whole nine. And I'm thinking like, man, whatever I'm going to take, I got to go all the way in, or I need to stay all the way out. I just so happened I picked that right one, and I'm going 100 miles an hour. And what you said too, Jason, earlier, man, about, in business, man, like the different things I have that's bringing in revenue in my business or whatever the case is, it's all under one umbrella. And I did that by design. I did it by design. Yep. So he was right on point with that, man. Right on point.
May I ask you two a question?
Nah.
Because I actually had this question in my mind. And I figure, I know that Mr. Jason, he coaches and mentors people, and I know you do too, Coach Jay. So I had a business related question. So I was actually thinking to myself for my tax and accounting firm that I was actually thinking about pivoting my services. So before I was just offering individual bookkeeping, taxes, and not really offering any packages or anything. And I was thinking to myself, like, should I keep things the same or should I restructure things to make like packages so that, you know, things are more, things diverse. Are more.
You want to diversify it.
And diversify. And, you know, I'm sure that our listeners will end up coming up on this type of situation as well. What do you guys think? Like, you know, as a fairly new entrepreneur, it's like, do you just keep going with what you got because it works? Or do you diversify and try something new?
You're going to do both.
Man, ooh, okay. Wow. You took the word out of my mouth. Both. Why would you choose? Why would you choose? You know? Do you have a little time to be able to set up packages? I guess that's the question. So if you do have a little time, you got to do both.
Do both. Okay.
Here's the other thing. You say time, Jay, but unfortunately, you got as much time as you actually allow in this one, Ms. K. So what I would say is that, again, continue to do what you've been doing, and now you're going to add a subsidiary product to it. Just create one at a time.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. That's really good advice. Thank you for that. I was definitely on the fence, you know. Yeah. I wanted to offer more advisory services to my clients. So that's why I was kind of thinking, put in some of my like accounting and bookkeeping stuff into a package with advisory. And then, but I'll take your guys' advice and just still offer what I'm offering, but then maybe make like a premium service. So,
yeah, no doubt. It's important because you want them to stay around.
Yes, I do. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. That was one thing I was like teetering with.
Well, my thing is, well, I want to make sure in my business that I'm the hub for people, right?
Yes.
Meaning that if a person's in real estate, I want them to call me and I want to be able to either direct them to somebody that does what they need to get done or provide them one of my services that I do to solve their issue. So yes. If you put together a package that's something that solves other people's problems, you have to do that. That's what's going to sustain you. You never know. That may, you know, take off. You never know how that may go, you know? So you have the head knowledge. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. I would agree. I will agree in that situation because that's where it's at. You have to do that. Yeah. So now, right now, we're in a situation now where, you know, we put together a whole program that we have and we're getting ready to, we're reaching out to some of these Boys and Girls Clubs and stuff like that across the United States. A lot of these different recreation centers and stuff like that, and providing, you know, courses, like a monthly course with these kids and stuff like that. So we're trying to buy back the block. That's the whole initiative for us, right? So we're trying to train 50 to 100 people, you know, set up a Zoom where we're doing three, 4 hours a week for a whole month and just giving them a game on wholesaling, subject to, you know, all that good stuff, man. So that way, when they walk away within a month's period of time, everybody be a little bit, you know, better than what they're doing. Of course, we're going to charge a fee for that. Don't get me wrong, because it's, you know, the game, the stuff that we're giving them, we deserve money back from it. But the value that we bring into the neighborhood is crazy, right? Yeah. Because I wish I had this when I was coming up as a young person, and I heard this, and it didn't cost a whole lot of money. I would have definitely jumped on it then, and I can imagine how far I would be today. So my thing is, I've been thinking about it for a while, now finally putting it into action. So starting Monday, I'll be making my first calls Monday, right? My first calls will be Monday. So I'm about to go in, man. So I'm not waiting. I'm going to learn as I go.
Good.
Learn as I go, so.
Well, thank you. Very much.
Yeah. When you're ready to strategize and create this tax accounting boutique, you know, you can always call on myself or Jay.
I would love to do that with you. Absolutely. Let's do this. I mean, how close are you to doing it? Is this something you're just kind of thinking of right now, or you say
no,
you
get she's gonna start frame? She's gonna start today.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Absolutely. So what we're gonna do
right
is
after our podcast. Yep.
Let's schedule some time now. Let's get moving.
All right.
Don't wait a month. Don't wait 2 or 3 months. This is something you want to do. Let's get moving immediately.
Yes.
What's the next step? All right. So listen, everybody that's listening to this, This is how business is done, right? Is okay, we thought of an idea, let's push the gas on it.
Yes.
You know, let's push the gas on it. And if you fail, we're going to fail hard with you. But I know you're not going to fail. But if you do, we're going to fail loud and hard with you. We're going to laugh about it. We're going to figure out other ways to generate more revenue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely give updates.
Absolutely.
Give our advice to action.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Man. Hey, listen, this has been another one. This has been another one. So any last thoughts, guys?
I got one, but I'm going to let Miss K go first.
All right.
Okay. Final thoughts are, again, even from last week, just taking action on, you know, your business ideas. Like, don't be afraid to get out there, even if you fail. Like Coach Jay had said before, I'm definitely going to take his advice, and I hope that you guys will too. And that's all I got.
And I'm gonna go next. I'm gonna let Jason destroy it at the end. All right.
Yeah. All right. Closer.
Yes. All right. So failure is not the end; it's the beginning of learning. Failure is not the end; it's the beginning of learning. This is where you pick up. This is just truly your books now. Right. This is truly your books now. When you fail and you fail hard, you can't do nothing but learn. Either you're going to get up, dust yourself off, and keep it moving, or you're going to shrink back. We ain't the type of people that does that. You're an entrepreneur. You have this in your brain for a reason. You know, you have that spirit in you for a reason. Now it's time to let it shine. Let's go. Take the shot, man. Let's make it happen. And we're going to see you at the top. Absolutely. All right, Jason, let's kill it, brother.
He's gonna bring it all home.
He'll bring it home, bro.
Just a little bit final thought, and this came to mind when we were just talking to Miss K about the opportunities that she's going to be able to provide to other people. And I want you to know that this podcast, Jay, Miss K, myself, and I'm charging everyone that's actually listening to this right now, that this comes from a book, and I'll give you the name of the book as soon as I say this, that you leave everyone you come in contact with the sense of increase. Mm-hmm. Leave everyone you come in contact with the sense of increase. So we were talking about going into that boardroom and that meeting. I'm not leaving unless I actually have given someone else something that they can actually use. I'm not meeting someone on the street if it doesn't have to do with my business, and I'm going to leave them better than where they were when I first met them. Ms. K is not going to start these programs and these actual products that she's going to put out there unless she's going to leave everyone that comes into that program or product with a sense of increase. And that's what I'm leaving you with. And if you want to know more about that, then you are going to need to get the book. It's called The Science of Getting Rich, and it's by Wallace D. Waddles, okay? And again, I don't get no money off of this, but at the same time, I want you to actually get that book, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody's heard about The Secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we know who wrote The Secret?
No, I don't know. I don't know the author, no.
Okay, her name is called Rhonda Byrne. And so I wanted to find out how Rhonda Byrne, or what inspired her to write The Secret. And it was that book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. So I would implore everyone who's listening to pick up that book and give a read to it.
Wow. Man, listen.
Ordering it right now on Amazon as we speak.
Absolutely. Listen. Another gym, man. I really appreciate you guys, man, coming on, man, dropping all these jewels, man. I also, when I leave out of here, man, my head be hurting because I got all this information in my head, man, and it's all because of y'all, man. But I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But it's a good thing, man, to have people, you know, that I can have a conversation with on a weekly basis, man, talk about business. And I know you guys are out there. You're actually in business, and you guys are growing. Right? Miss K got some things she's about to roll out here pretty soon. We're going to make sure that Jason just come from a meeting. Ain't no telling what he did in the meeting. You know?
Hey, man.
When it comes up and it happens, okay, yes. I got to invite you guys to this development. I can't say much about it right now, but it's a full development.
Man, that's awesome.
Man, kill it, man, kill it. Imagine this, yes, absolutely. Imagine this, right? Let's say we six more months down the line, where are we gonna be at? I want to play this one back and just see the growth that we will be showing in 6 months from now. Right, so now we got to get to work now, you know, so we can get into that future, right?
Yes. Hoorah.
Yeah. All right, guys. If you guys want to reach out to me, you know, go to Small Business Stand Up YouTube. No, I take that back. MCA Back Office on Facebook and YouTube. There we go, right there. All right. Any guys want to plug anything real quick before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Just make it the best day of your life, because today, which is, I believe, August the 26th, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the only August the 26th, 2021 that you will actually ever see in your whole entire lifetime. I want you to beg yourself and ask yourself, have you done everything that you could possibly do to make this the best one? Because you'll never see it again.
Never see it again. Man, on that note,
Mr. Jason, what is your inspirational book coming out?
It's got to be coming out soon. It's got to be.
Can I get it on pre-order, sir?
Yeah. No doubt. I guess I'm gonna have the right one now.
Exactly. You have to get you on the right book, man.
Too good to pass.
Yeah. Well, on that note, man, and we appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend to tune in next week, man, and we'll see you guys then. Guys, have a great rest of your day.
You too now.
All right, bye.
Bye.
MCA Back Office aims to help real estate wholesalers who have their 9-to-5 jobs, those who are busy with their businesses or family responsibilities, and even help students. MCA Back Office gives you leads, research comps, calculate offers for you. Basically, MCA be your back office. You can find them on Facebook. Just search MCA Back Office. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode.